Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the audio there too, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
What was that?
That website.
That one.
RadioEmpire.com. So, got another email back from the guy.
Uber guy.
Yeah.
The guy with the harlot for a wife. Got back to us. Says, hey, fellas, I am listening live. I am sharing this with you because it's somewhat therapeutic. My fear is, if I ask my wife who it was, I may get the answer, and I could find out it's someone I know. I have a lot of tall friends because I played basketball. I just don't want to know anymore. Yeah, it's tough. But, you know, at this point, it doesn't matter. I don't think I would inquire.
There's another email that says you should tell the kid because somebody found out that there was... When they were 61, they found out they were not.
You're right. Maybe you owe it to him.
Yeah. I saw the email. There's another email in there. One of his buddies found out when he was 61 that his dad wasn't his dad.
61?
Yeah. And he was biological dad, I should say, because he's still your dad.
Yeah, if he was going to tell me, I think it would make more sense to do that when he and his wife aren't under the same roof.
Is his kid biracial and he's not? He mentioned he has a lot of basketball buddies.
Don't do that again.
He should have figured
you asked a question last time and it came up.
He should have figured it out if his kid looks black and he's not.
Stop asking
I thought
questions.
Something might be up.
That should have been the first clue. He's really tall. Oh, and he's black. And I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm right all the time. I'm throwing it out there. Oh, you're right, Tyler. Tyler's right. He is half black. I'm just joking there, bud. Thanks for sharing your pain there. That sucks.
And I think it might be better to not know who the dad is because that way when you're looking at your kid, you're not thinking of whoever the donor is.
He is anyway. He's thinking of all his basketball playing buddies.
Just wondering who it might be.
Who's he look like? Yeah. Who's he look like, you know?
That's tough.
That's why if you're 6'8", just find a bunch of 5'9" guys to hang out with. That way you know it's your kid.
And he'll know.
Or just be with somebody that's not banging other people.
There's that.
All right, Hippie Man.
Yeah, John Novosad, a.k.a. Hey. Hippie Man.
Hey.
Is joining us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. How are you doing, man? Listen, are they doing any opening up any clubs in Denver at all anytime soon?
I haven't heard that yet. They just started to open up some restaurants with social distancing, but I haven't heard about any comedy clubs. Some comics are doing parking lot shows where cars will...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then they broadcast it on their FM radios and stuff. But I haven't done any of those.
Do you want to?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. It seems.
Hey, what do I do? Honk.
How's that for a ring?
You honk for a laugh?
Honk if it's funny?
That would
funny.
Suck you to wait for the honking to die down.
Yeah. Please, everybody, stay off your horns. Just flash your lights at me.
We talked to Brad Williams last week. He's done a couple shows in clubs, one in Oklahoma City. And he drove to Salt Lake City because he didn't like flying the first time around at the 30% crowds. And we talked to Pete Lee just yesterday, and Pete had a good point. He goes, he doesn't want to be the guy that's associated with somebody dying. Like, the COVID outbreak at the Hippie Man show, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That takes on a whole new meaning of I killed, you know?
How you doing mentally, man?
You know, I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there. It's up and down and all around. There's some days where I'm like, I can do this, and other days where I'm like, if I spend one more day here, you know, I'm going to freak out. But I'm doing all right. I mean, Memorial Day, I went to Lake of the Ozarks, so, you know, that kind of helped.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of helped
your
mental.
Got your mind off stuff.
Good to get out, hang out with your people.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I recognized you in that pool.
Yeah, that was me, man. I was, wearing the tie-dyed Speedo.
I just pictured that. That's on me, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So Lake of the Ozarks was fun. Good. Good to know. So what are you planning for?
Yeah. I may go back. It was so much fun. I'm riding with a lot of Uber people now, trying to get lucky in there.
How's that working out?
He's listening.
It's well, the one guy was really nice, but I was like, no thanks. I'm going to pass on that one.
So on the on your Facebook page, do you do the what do you call it, the afternoon stream every afternoon at 3 o'clock your time?
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday I do a show called Afternoon Stream, which has been a godsend. Just it gives me something to work on. I do it with another comic named Eugene Kenny from Denver, and it's crazy. It's like watching the first segment or two of a talk show. There's a picture behind me, and I talk about it, and like we have weird segments like dirty clip art, stock image story time. I do a puppet show.
All right.
It's crazy. It's all fun. Right. So it's like 20, 25 minutes, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 o'clock your time, 3 o'clock mountain time.
I watched it the other day for a little while. Then I had obligations. I had to run, but I noticed that Eugene, his set looks like a newscast. He's got the skyline of Denver in the background, and you have like a blanket hanging behind you. You look like you're in a dorm room.
Yeah, well, I spent all my money on that trip to Lake of the Ozarks, so I just had to put up a blanket.
You're getting outside of the house. You live in a beautiful state. You're doing stuff. You're walking around, riding a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't ride a bike, man. I'm not good. I'm not good on a bike. The weird eyes.
Is there a balance issue?
I never knew that. Okay.
Yeah, there's like a depth perception issue.
Okay.
I'm not good at social distancing on a bike, but
Well, you walk.
People
everywhere.
Are like, "Hey, back off, pal." Yeah, I go for a lot of walks. I'm easily getting 10,000 steps a day.
Okay.
And I have a brother and sister who live in town, so. I actually did go over to my brother's house on Memorial Day, and we did a little social distancing picnic. And then I was like, got to run, man. Got to get to the lake. But,
My friends are waiting.
And now you're not allowed back at your brother's place.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to do like a quarantine thing now. But I'm getting out and getting around and stuff. It's just weird. You know, people are like, hey, how was your 3-day weekend? I'm like, I'm in the middle of a 70-day weekend right now. You know what I mean?
It's funny. We were actually looking forward to it, mainly because we could sleep in one extra day, but none of us really did anything. But you're right. There are people, most people, like yourself, are in a 70-day weekend, you know?
And counting.
And luckily, I mean, I've got a little bit of money saved up, and I'm doing the – Colorado has, like, unemployment for gig workers, which is great, helps a little bit.
Right.
You know,
that's
cool. So I'm hanging.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
There.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
some comedians are not getting it right. The red state comedians might not be
probably
getting
not.
It right.
Probably not. And it depends a lot on that.
Libtards giving people that work for a living money.
We talked to Ben Roy a couple weeks ago, and then I got a bunch of friends in Denver, and they all howl at 8 o'clock at night. Do they do the same thing in Boulder?
Yeah, they do. Although they're not as organized in Boulder.
is it like a quarter of 8:15? What?
Yeah, I'm like, man, don't you guys have a watch? You know?
Yeah, you have a phone. They're kind of all synced up now. We're all on the same clock.
Well, within a minute or two, if you start hearing somebody howl, you realize it's 8.
It's time to howl.
But you hear people like a quarter of or something like that?
Yeah, and I'm like, what's going on, dude? I mean, maybe they're just – maybe it's unrelated howling. I don't know, you know?
Have you opened the door and howled yourself or out your window or your balcony or what?
Yeah, I've got a little balcony outside of my apartment on the second floor, and I've done a little howling.
Yep, all right.
And I try to hit it right at 8, but I'm not – I'm punctual, but I'm not a real strong howler, to tell you the truth.
I didn't picture you as a howler.
Yeah, I'm not.
We never really had a reason.
Much of a howler.
Never really had a reason.
Didn't really think much about it, but
I do love the fact that it's a state. Not everybody's high, but we are talking to hippie man that are not that punctual at 8 o'clock. I do like the fact. Oh damn! I missed the howling. He opened it. It's like 9:30. He opened the window. Yeah. He started howling at 9.
Yeah, but I'm getting mixed messages from the state of Colorado because they said a couple of weeks ago that they really don't want
tourists. They don't want tourists.
They don't want people crushing the mountain towns. And then the other day they said, "Well, we're going to reopen Rocky Mountain National Park." Well, of course tourists are going to flood there.
So, yeah,
I wish they'd get things straight. Do they want me there or not?
Well, I think, the governor probably doesn't, but I do. I don't know. I should be. I want to be the spokesperson for the state of Colorado. Everybody howl at 8, get that together, and you're welcome to come to our parks. I think that they're doing some sort of reservation thing, or they're going to for the Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh, you get a reservation.
Oh, so a limited number of people can get into the park. But still, Estes Park right there, that's probably going to get crushed, and I don't think they want a bunch of visitors yet anyway.
Well, they're going to get them because people are not going to follow the rules like yourself because you're a stickler for rules, Todd. You know?
I am. So I'm staying away.
I'm a sitting your assigned seat kind of guy myself, you know.
You should be.
Try to follow the rules.
Especially in this situation.
When do you think you'll be, when do you think, none of us know this, but when do you think you'll be on stage again and not at a drive-in theater?
I'll put it this way. I think that the next 6 weeks to 2 months are really going to be interesting to see what happens just nationally.
Yeah, I do too.
Because of these doofuses who, like the Lake of the Ozark people.
Right.
I'm not singling them out per se, but I can see that all over the country. Yeah.
It's all over the country. It's all over the country. You're right. There's the boardwalks on the East Coast are packed. Florida Beach. It is. It's all over the country. The Ozarks got, I shouldn't say a bad name. It's like the appropriate name this past weekend, but, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
It's happening. It happened in there was a bar in this town, an outdoor bar that had too many people and a band.
Like 300 playing. People.
Right.
And a band
playing. Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think realistically, maybe the fall.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm also in this position of once these clubs do open up, I'm going to really think long and hard about, do I want to go there or do I want to wait a while and see how this works? I mean, I don't want to be paranoid, but it's pretty freaky to think, okay, I'm in a club that normally is 300 people.
Right.
There's 100 people, low ceilings, people are laughing. There's, people aren't wearing masks or whatever. Like I say, I'm not trying to be paranoid, but I'm going to think long and hard about it. But a short or long answer to your question is, I think fall at the earliest.
Yeah, that's
is
what I was
what
thinking, I was thinking for most comedy. I would think comedy might return to most places in the fall. But like you said, at a 30% rate and people laughing and spitting,
Well, that's
and
what
I,
he likes
I
to
mean,
make
I
people do.
A,
he makes people laugh.
Like yeah.
He likes to make people spit.
He's the spitting comedian. That was always his name.
A lot of people. It didn't start out that way, but people just started spitting, and then I was like, "Well, I'm going to go with it." Yeah.
That's kind of a signature bit.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll
my
make
closer.
You spit. Where could people?
Everybody.
You mentioned the low ceilings. Yeah. I forgot. I go to the Comedy Works every once in a while, and their ceilings are about 6 feet.
Oh, they're real low.
I have
there.
To duck
okay,
to
yeah,
get
yeah.
into the Comedy Works
yeah,
in Denver.
Funny bone, almost ceilings are pretty high.
Yeah,
so
they're a good 10-footer.
But still, though, yeah. Hey, listen. Let people know again how they can watch your stuff on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is to.
Yeah, it's on Facebook Live at Hippie Comic is the way to find me. Or if you just search my name on Facebook, you can go to my website too, hippieman.com, and it has links to all my social media. But yeah, it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 4 o'clock Central Time, Facebook Live afternoon stream.
Do it to Speedo someday. All right, we'll check that out.
I will, yeah, and I'll stand on the chair so everybody can
see the hippie junk.
See right. my tie-dyed speedo, yeah, exactly.
And we'll spin in the comfort of our own home while we watch.
Hope to see you soon, buddy. Thanks again. We'll check back in. We always love talking to you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, you guys. Take care, and I'll see you around, man.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
What a great dude. And I'd forgotten, we never mentioned he's got his eyes are, one eye fishing, one eye looking for bait, like we always say. And but you can tell by his photo. But I never knew I didn't think about that. He probably doesn't ride a bike.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I never knew what his depth perception was like. But I guess a bike would be out of the question.
Yeah, I didn't know if it caused physical issues.
Well, that's the first time we never asked because I didn't really care what his eyes look like. He's just a funny dude, but he brought it up, so that's why.
Yeah, he's so funny.
I want people to know. I guess riding a bike wouldn't be that safe if you don't have any depth perception. Hell, it's not safe for most of us anyway. Mr. Evans. We had Doc Mino on earlier, too, by the way. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Was on this date in 2016, 2016. You may remember where you were when a gorilla named Harambe was shot and killed.
Oh, that's right.
At the Cincinnati Zoo's, or at the Cincinnati Zoo by their dangerous response team.
They would have killed that kid.
After the three-year-old fell into his enclosure.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, he's dragging that kid around like a rag doll.
Well, that was it. That was what we talked to Jungle Jack, and he said they dragged their prey around like that. He says maybe seconds later, that kid's ripped limb from limb. And just hearing that from Jungle Jack made me shudder at that video even more.
Yeah.
And when we heard why they had to shoot it, and he said, no, you shoot the gorilla.
There's really not another option.
There was no other option, but you heard that a lot.
Because a tranquilizer would take time to have to set in.
Right. And also, a child ripped limb from limb. That was from Jungle Jack.
Yeah. That's not good pub for the zoo.
No, and we would have seen that.
Mm-hmm. And then the gorilla probably gets put down after that anyway.
Right.
Right. So what other alternative was there?
There was none. The animal rights people, who, by the way, Jungle Jack loves animals, said you got to kill that thing. Dragging that kid around like that was just freaking. Can you imagine a mom?
Oh.
Yeah, it's not an ideal situation.
No, it wasn't. No.
For the 12th consecutive year, according to Nielsen, CBS finished the traditional television season at number one, the most watched broadcaster.
You know, it's funny hearing that. I know it still means something because advertising is obviously what pays the bills. Yeah, that's why we do ratings here too. But it's just weird. You don't hear that anymore.
It doesn't mean what it used to.
No.
Oh, it still doesn't because there's so many channels.
Right. There's so many other options.
But CBS has won 17 out of the last 18.
And we wouldn't know that. And what does CBS run? I'm not talking sports. I'm talking nightly
NCIS.
Shows.
NCIS.
All those serials are pretty huge, right?
Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
Oh, okay.
Well, and sports ratings do count. They carry a lot of
I know they do.
You're familiar with Big Bang.
Yeah, all those shows matter, yeah.
They had something on last night. I didn't hang for it, but it was Serena and
it was
Gronk.
Horrible. It was horrible.
Called Game On.
I gave it 10 minutes. I said, oh, my God, this is filler.
It's summer game show season.
I liked all the people on it, too. Bobby Lee was on there.
Did they film that a long time ago?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
Bobby Lee told us about that when he was here.
He did.
Right.
Yeah, he
was funny, and there were moments, but then I realized 10 minutes in, I'm watching a game show, and it's really brutal, so I changed it.
Bobby Lee was just in that David Spade movie that's on Netflix.
You know what?
I watched
the previews. That looks funny.
It was funny.
Is it funny? Yeah. Good. Okay.
Pew beater.
Yeah.
That's what I'll stick out.
The previews are pretty funny.
Is Mark Gross, our buddy, still right for
Man with a Plan? Yeah.
Yeah. Is he exclusive with CBS? Because all the shows he writes for are CBS. Or
well, you're
contracted through.
I don't know how that works.
Or is he with Laurie?
He's with Laurie, right?
Okay, that's it. He's with the production company.
Right.
That's so probably, the.
A good production company to be with.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be the hot one now. So the most watched regular program of the year. Regular program, not the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Not the Grammys,
series.
Yeah. But even then, you'll say, oh, they're calling that a series? Sunday Night Football NBC.
I don't call it a series, but it's huge.
They do.
Right.
It's a regular program. That's the most watched of the year. Most popular scripted series was NCIS. That's on CBS. Young Sheldon, the top-rated comedy.
Love Big Bang Theory. Never watched a single episode of Young Sheldon.
No.
Oh, I've seen several. It's not bad.
But Big Bang Theory had adult themes. This one doesn't.
Right.
So it's a whole different show. Yeah.
I think most of the network ratings comes from women who don't know there are cable channels. My wife leaves it on CBS almost all the time. Yeah. That's why I see the beginning of Young Sheldon at dinner.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory's also got Kaley Cuoco.
Yes.
And I'm guessing she's not in Young Sheldon.
No, she's not.
CBS, their numbers were down 15% from last year. NBC numbers down 10% from last year. ABC down 4%. Fox was actually up 17% from the year prior.
We were watching that.
Because?
Family Guy.
No.
They had the Super Bowl?
That's sort of. They got juiced by that, but they also, they had the Thursday Night Football.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, football rules. I'm watching SportsCenter last night. They were just going through all the different leagues and when they're coming back and who's coming back. And I said something I lied because I'm with you, Craig. I won't do it. But I said they were talking about women's soccer is coming back, 24-team conference championship. It's just basically a play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Everybody plays. And I said to my wife, I said, you know what? If it's live sports, I'll even watch that.
No, you won't.
And you won't. And then she goes, yeah. And I'm thinking, I'm lying. Because I know for a fact sports will come back that I don't like, and I'll go, you know what? It's still sports I don't like, so I'm not going to stick with it.
You watch it for 40 seconds.
I know. That's right.
This sucks.
It's like Craig used to give us crap, and I think Craig's totally right about this. We do it all the time with football season. Might be a little bit different this year, but probably not. We always talk about how we miss football so much. And once college pro kicks in and college kicks in, we'll both say, I don't watch it this weekend.
I don't care for either of those teams.
And we rightly deserve to be hammered for that. And Craig does it every year. And every year we do the same damn thing. And I'm afraid that even when it comes back this year, say it comes back on TV at least, both those sports, college and pro, which they probably will.
Yeah.
I bet you within the second week I'm going,
I didn't watch that.
That's not my team.
It's not the same without the crowd.
I don't even think I'll say that. I'll just be the same guy I was last year.
Yeah,
I could
lie and say that, you know, if the NHL comes back for the...
Right.
It's live sports. I'll watch. Still hockey. Nah. I still don't care.
Yep.
Now, there's sports tonight, live sports tonight.
Racing?
What you got?
Yeah, but we'll be tonight, right, because racing was rained out last night.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that proves the point. They've been racing. I haven't watched a single minute.
Yep.
No.
That starts at 6 p.m. Central Time tonight.
No rain in Charlotte tonight?
Well, that's what they're trying to do. The Saturday's race is now being moved to Monday.
Man.
To accommodate Fox.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the fans.
Yeah.
You don't have to accommodate fans anymore. I had tickets for Monday. Oh, I can't go anyway. All right.
I think they'll still show up and drink in the parking lot anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee it.
If they allow them, right? Yeah, actually said, I'll even watch women's soccer if it comes back.
No, you won't.
And
that's full of lies.
I am lying out my ass as I speak, which is pretty normal. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.